As Central New Yorkers hop in their cars to head off for the holiday weekend, the race for Central New York's congressional seat is focusing on gas prices and energy policy. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The Republican candidate in the race, former federal prosecutor John Katko, is calling on incumbent Democrat Dan Maffei to say no to what Katko calls is a growing effort in Washington to raise the federal gas tax. He says Central New Yorkers just can't afford it.
It's about almost anywhere from 12 to 18 cents up for a gallon. That may not sound like a lot. It's a lot of money, and it adds up quickly. And if you talk to any trucker or any company that ships in interstate commerce, they will tell you that is a huge cost to them. And we, as consumers, will bear that cost.
Katko also criticizes Maffei's no vote on a bill that would have expanded U.S. energy production by reopening offshore drilling locations, eliminating some federal red tape, and allowing access to oil deposits in Alaska. Maffei's camp calls Katko's comments desperate and dishonest. They say the Democrat has always opposed increasing the gas tax. Campaign manager Kane Miller says Maffei voted against the Lowering Gasoline Prices to Fuel an America That Works Act because he believed it would have rewarded oil companies who already get billions in tax breaks. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.